Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. What do the four loads that I took last week divided by the six dicks that I sucked the week before have to do with any of this gay math nonsense? Well, you're about to find out all of it right now. Is that if you listen along to this show, then you already probably understand that I pretty much a very creatively minded individual. In fact, you know, I've always really been into art and music and painting that picture for you so that you fully understand the dynamic of every single detail of a story. In fact, I could slay a story like you would never believe. Like the intricate details that I put into just the simplest of stories to just make them pop. All the more is something that I live for. And part of the biggest reason why I started this very show. And I mean, let the 14 of the top 100 best of the LGBTQ plus podcasts of all time speak for itself. It's clearly working and I've somehow figured out how to do it right. But you guys, there was always this aspect of me that's the other side, the non-creative side. You know, like the mathematical-minded, the analytical, the person who actually turns to numbers over fucking reading a book. Like, I just never fully understood that. In fact, when I was in school, from elementary all the way up into college, math was always the bane of my existence. It was always such a struggle, and I tried so very hard to maneuver through all of that shit, and I even took pre-algebra in high school twice, you guys, because I just couldn't get it. And truth be told, you know how they always tell you, like, oh, you're never going to use that math in real life, and when you get into the real world, you're never going to use that, you're never going to use that, you're never going to use that, and they might be right. But you guys, I have a little theory here. When you're gay, you might actually need to do a little math, and it's not in the way that you might think. So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill, and let's explore the entire notion of what it means to do that gay math.
Thank you.
are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here, and welcome back to the show that is the most common denominator that you will ever need in the podcast world, My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's expose, we explore the entire notion of what it means to actually do gay math. And listen, you guys, for somebody like me who has struggled with math my entire life, like literally when I was in college, I got straight A's except for the four math courses. They were my B's. And I was just struggling so profusely throughout those courses, it was not even real. Like, and I the one that I think still gives me a little bit of PTSD, truth be told, is the debits and credits from like fucking accounting. Oh God, I hated that class so much. I couldn't do it. And if, you know, if you're that one of those individuals that's mathematically inclined, well, good for you. But the only math that I do in my life, literally, is gay math. You might be asking yourself, like, what the fuck do you mean? What is gay math? Well, we're going to go over all the different ways that gays use math, whether they know it or not. Yeah, this is going to be that situation where when they tell you that you're never going to use math in your future, well, you actually are. You just didn't even really know it. And this week on the Your Gay Exposé segment, I reached out to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners, and asked you to define what you think gay math might be. So we'll collect some of those answers this week. But first, before we sit down and do the pre-algebra quiz that you had no idea was coming and you didn't study and you may have actually had a little bit to drink last night, so it's kind of looking a little bit wobbly and you just don't know how you're going to get through. First, let's hop into this week's re-exposé. Welcome to this week's re-exposé, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, fuck with the... Oh, Jesus. What a goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-expose. Okay, so I just want to take this quick time out to just tell each and every one of you out there to just calm the fuck down. Oh, my God. You guys, listen. So I have to clarify something in regards to last week's expose. In the beginning, there was gay. Now, in the episode where I just sort of recapped my entire life, I basically alluded to the idea that when I actually met my ex-husband in 2013, that I met him in February of 2013. I became boyfriends with him officially in March of 2013. He proposed to me in July of 2013, and we got married in October of 2013. Yes, we met and married in less than a year. I get that. I acknowledged it in the expose. I know. Yes, that's extreme. That's very quick and whatever. But here's the thing. When I surprise dropped the information that this year, my current boyfriend now fiance, we solidified it and, you know, got engaged in the early part of December. So many of you just came for me saying that I was just repeating the same pattern, and, you know, that I acknowledged that I was basically doing something that I shouldn't have done back then with my ex-husband. And now he was doing the exact same thing with my current future husband. One of them specifically was a very close friend of mine who, oh God, that son of a bitch just totally laid into me and gave it to me straight. But so, okay, time out. Let me just fucking clarify so that all of you out there fully understand exactly what the fuck I meant by making the rushing mistake back then and what's happening in this current moment. All right? Oh, God. I just can't get away with anything these days. All right. So here's the deal. We met about 5 months ago. The way that our relationship is, it's just like dating another Virgo has never been easier. I know him like so quickly, so easily, and I know that he is like just perfect and meant for me. I can't describe it. I can't explain it. I can't sit here and give you a list of all the reasons why. I mean, I could, but that would take fucking forever. But my whole point is I just know in the deep depths of my bones that this boy is for me. And that's it. That's all I have to say about that, you guys. We're not getting married anytime soon. We're just going to have a very lengthy engagement. We don't plan on getting married next week or anything, for fuck's sake. God, like, not repeating the same pattern. This one is far different. And I do also want to add that this is really the first relationship I've ever been in. Out of all the boys from my past, all the guys that I've, you know, tried to get to know and invest relationships with and moved in with and married, etc., this is the first one where I just knew. And I can't explain it, you guys, but I just know. And that's it. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm not repeating a pattern. So fuck all the way off. But also keep your reads coming for me. I just can't get enough. I just eat them up. And I just want all of you to come back for more so I can defend myself once again, which, whatever. Okay, that being said, let's move on. You guys, we're getting to the place where donations for my AIDS life cycle journey this year just need to fucking happen. I need all of your help. I have to raise $3,500, which is my set goal for this year. For AIDS life cycle, you know, I need your help. So please, please, please donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. Links in this week's show notes, links in all of my social media bios, links in all of my websites. Once again, if you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. And just to remind all of you out there, if you go to ronniewashburn.com, that's R-A-O-N-I, washburn.com, and sift through the Bossy Power Bottom Wear catalog, there is the Prep Pill blue t-shirt, as well as the U equals U t-shirt, that are both 100% of those proceeds go directly to my AIDS life cycle journey. So listen, you can donate by also getting something in return. I mean, it's a win-win. So are you doing it now? Because if you're not, you should be. Please, please, please donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. And, you know, and then while you're in the Bossy Power Bottom Wear catalog, get a couple more pieces that actually do go into my pocket. Support local artists, you guys. Oh, God. So before we get my gay expose, that just so happens to be that woman who still carries the one when she's adding up the tip to add to her total on her receipt, themed undertone. First, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners. If I told you that you use gay math on a regular basis in your everyday, regular day-to-day life. How would you interpret that? You guys, I have a feeling that people are either going to get very clever with this or they're not going to have any fucking clue what I'm talking about. So let's find out what happens next. Now! Thomas says, I have no clue what you're even asking. Matthew says, dude, what are you even talking about? First of all, don't come at me with that homophobic language, dude. And second of all, just listen along to the rest of this week's expose and you'll find out. Sergio says, I wouldn't really know what you're talking about unless you provide an explanation. James says, what is gay math? Derek says, I have no clue what this even means. Mark says, whenever someone asks me how many sexual partners that I've had, and I don't know how to answer the question. Jeremy says, the only type of gay math that I'm interested in is the size of a guy's bank account. Kenneth says, knowing a guy's shoe size and just guessing when you're just getting to know them how big exactly their dick might be. Okay, so here's the thing, you guys. That's not always foolproof because I'm here to tell you, my most recent ex, he had a like huge dick, like a 9.5-incher, and he had the tiniest fucking feet. He wore like, I think, size like 7.5, 8 in men's. So that's not always a good way to gauge it, just for the record. Abraham says, rounding up, especially if it relates to age. Jason says, gay math to me is how much money I spent out at the bars when my only intention was to maybe get one or two drinks, and you find out that you've spent $150. Oh my God, I have been there so many times, it's not even funny. Peter says, I don't know how many boys I can string along at the same time without them finding out about each other. Steven says, to me, gay math is preparing to go to the gym and trying to decide whether I want to wear my 7-inch inseam gym shorts, my 5-inch inseam gym shorts, or my 3-inch inseam gym shorts. Let's just say the 3-inch usually win that battle. Lisa says, I literally suck at math. Oh, how appropriate this answer actually is. Mar says, his story doesn't add up, honey. Take all the details and put them together. This queen isn't adding up. That is a pretty fucking good answer. Jonathan says, the dilemma of how many Speedos that I need to pack on a week-long trip to Puerto Vallarta. The gay dilemma continues. Kyle says, actually, I have no idea. Maybe something along the lines of, like I said, I had 3 tricks last week. But you know that that's at least a factor of 2 off. Roberto says, Sunday brunch head count. That is a very good gay math related situation indeed. Marco says, gay math to me is whenever I go on a foreign trip and I go on Grindr and guys are trying to get me to come over and have sex, they almost always are like, "Ooh yeah, I'm 73 centimeters. And I instantly have to look at my phone and ask Siri to convert centimeters into inches. Antonio says, counting through all the tricks that I've had sex with over the course of the past month or so, every time I get diagnosed with a new STD. Daryl says, okay, you guys, I have to actually read this dramatically because there's very specific dramatic marks to create the answer that this actually is. So you fully understand. So hopefully I can pull this off. Let's just see how it goes. Daryl says as follows, I'm good with big numbers and round bubbly assets. I don't think I pulled it off. But I think you get the gist of it, right? Kevin says... Oh my God, this stupid bitch. Kevin says as follows, how many loads I can take in any one given scenario. Wow, I actually got way more answers than I expected. And you guys caught on. And I'm so glad that you caught on. But I have to say, there were so many things that we're about to talk about in this week's expose that not a one of you were able to grasp. So you might be asking yourself, like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean by gay math? Well, you're about to find out right now. But don't worry if you didn't get your answer read this week. Just continue to follow on Instagram at exposingmygay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And you can also find the question pretty consistently each and every week on mygayexposepodcast.com. And just click the listen tab and you'll find it there. And you could just like submit your answer there just in case you miss the Instagram story question. And now let's get my gay expose. And you'll find out exactly what it is that I'm talking about when I say that I constantly use gay math in my regular everyday life. All right, you guys, listen. I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster. And it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. You guys, math was always such a struggle for me as a kid. I had zero interest in school, but like math, that was literally like, that was my biggest weakness. That was the one that I just couldn't get, mostly in part to the fact that when I was younger, I just didn't want to because it's something that I think I was just not interested in. But also, I just as we got into the harder shit, like the algebras and the geometries and all of that bullshit, I just couldn't really wrap my mind around any of those concepts. And I would have rather just go to art class or choir practice or music, painting, anything creative. I was all in. But if you put a fucking math equation in front of me, I would do everything in my ability to get away from that situation as best I could. In fact, I remember one of my earliest memories, I think I was in the first grade, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember the teacher basically said that we had this little quiz, we would have to do the quiz, and whoever finished their quiz first could actually go for the rest of the period, and we could just go home early. And I remember thinking in my head, all I wanted to do was like play with my friends. And so I legitimately, I think we were learning like long division, if I'm not mistaken. And I just wrote down a bunch of random numbers. Like I didn't even do the math equation because I didn't even want to. All I was honing in on was leaving that classroom early so that I could go play. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. And truth be told, all of that shit carried over into like my high school life where as I stated before, I had to repeat pre-algebra twice and barely pass the second time. Some of the lowest grades that I've ever achieved in my life were all math-related courses. In college, I had to take finance. That was a nightmare. Like I said before, the fucking accounting class, that was just a complete shit show. I don't know who the fuck actually goes out of their way to want to be an accountant in their life. First of all, that sounds boring as fuck. And second of all, why? Why is that something that you want to do? I just don't get it. I mean, to each their own, but not for me at all. In fact, this is right before I went back to college, because I went to college a little bit later in life because of having my son. But right out of high school, I started interning with a chiropractor and things were going really well. And she was really teaching me a lot of shit. And I like suddenly got this like passion to go to chiropractor school and become a chiropractor. I thought it was so intriguing and interesting. She even got me into a really prestigious chiropractor school in the Bay Area and all of it. And she set the whole thing up. All I had to do was apply and everything. But when I caught wind of how much math was involved in that fucking chiropractor school like program, I was all out. I threw my cards down and claimed fold. No way. I could not touch that. I had no desire to. It scared the shit out of me. And suddenly I found myself wondering what the fuck was I gonna do with the rest of my life from that moment moving forward. And now here I sit explaining to you and the world on a podcast that we all do gay math in our regular lives, whether we acknowledge it or even understand that we're doing it or not. So allow me to explain all the different facets that you do in your life on a regular basis that would be considered to be gay math. As stated before, we all know that there's so many different things that we learn in our math courses over the course of our lives that we're never going to use and that we never do use. And for straight people, they might not actually use many of these things that I'm about to disclose because, well, they're fucking straight. Especially straight men, for sure. I guarantee you they're not doing any of the math equations that I'm about to describe. But you guys, listen, in our regular everyday day-to-day gay lives, we all use math. For example, counting calories. I mean, what gay doesn't understand the concept of counting calories and understanding what foods are good for your body in order to maintain that like hot body so that you can actually get like sex? And so we just go through the motions of like eating these diets that aren't even like worth it. They don't even taste good. Like there's no substance to them in regards to flavor. They're just like the blandest, most boring food situations that we put ourselves through just because we're gay men and we know that we have to fit into that size 32 waist pants. And speaking of size waist 32 pants, did you know that that's actually gay math as well? Because when you're trying to date some guy on like one of the sex or dating apps and you find out that they're a size 32 waist pants, you can almost rest assured that they're fit and ready to party. But, you know, if the size of their pants, let's just say, for example, you go over to Hookup's house, he seems really hot. You can't really tell how he's layering his clothing because we all know that the more articles of clothing that you throw over your body, the less likely someone's able to like actually spot some of the problem areas you might have on your body. And I'm holding my hand up in the air with complete guilt because this is something that I do on a regular basis. And that actually might be gay math as well, because how many articles does it take for you to hide all of your love handles? It takes me approximately 4 or 5, just for the record. But that being said, I mean, if a guy's a 33 or 34, I mean, you really have to gauge it off the proportion of his body. It could be a really built, muscly guy that can only fit in a size 34 pants. But when we start to segue and tiptoe into the 34 size waistline realm, it might be time to get a gym membership. Also, sidebar, gym memberships, that's kind of math, right? Because we all as gays go to the gym. We all as gays know how much we can lift. We all as gays know how many miles we have to run in order to burn off all the alcohol that we drank out with Kahoy at the gay bars the night before. We all know that when we had a piece of cake at that friend's little birthday get together, that we actually have to spend at least 30 more minutes on the treadmill. Or, you know, when you go over to do the heavy weight lifting, how many pounds can you lift? How many pounds can you lift from week 1 to week 8? It's all gay math. And this is the only kind of math that gays pay attention to. So, I mean, that's it. That's really it. But you guys, listen, the number one most important gay math situation that you might find yourself in is none other than dick size. I mean, am I wrong? We all want a nice, big, delicious-looking, juicy dick. Now, I've talked about this a couple of times on the show. My friend Victor and I have, like, established and probably even should trademark this dick-to-hand-size ratio method where in a dick pic, you can actually see the size of the hand versus the size of the dick and pretty much sort of gauge just by spotting that dick pic, how big exactly a dick is. In fact, I know I've brought this up on the show before, but I actually worked for a very famous closet company throughout, it's kind of famous throughout the country. I managed the showroom in San Francisco, and we had designers coming in and out all the time. It was, you know, they basically work off metrics and measuring and all of it. And it was one of those situations where like all of the designers would come in for their consultations with their clients and they would like take all of the tape measures and then they wouldn't bring them back. And so I found myself, you know, interacting with customers and they would, you know, ask how many inches the Murphy bed is versus like width and height and all of it. And like, how many inches do you need to get from there to there and blah, 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 etc. And you guys, I didn't have tape measures because all these damn designers would take the tape measure, so I would just spot eye it based on what I knew was like a 7-inch dick or what I knew was like a 9-inch dick. And I would roughly estimate in my professional environment exactly how many inches that a customer could expect on that Murphy bed based on how big a dick was in my mind. You guys, a gay's brain is the most accurate measuring system that you will ever need in your life. Literally, just put 6 6-inch dicks like back to back to back to back, and there you go. You've got your fucking ruler, your tape measure. It's all there in your mind. Also, that being said, I'm very proud of the fact that like when I go over to that Hot Jock Top's place to sit on that Hot Jock Top dick and they drop their pants, and I might not always know exactly how big their dick's gonna be, because you know you always kind of like need to know like in your mind like is it, if it's gonna be huge, like, oh, is this gonna be, how many hits of poppers am I gonna need to take in regards to like before it stops hurting, or you know, et cetera. Like we've all been there, right? We all think those things, but when they drop their pants and you can say to yourself and be like, instantly know that that's a 7.5 incher or that's a 9 incher or that's a 6 incher. I mean, that is just a fucking gift that I feel has just been bestowed upon me. Either that, or I have just literally seen hundreds and thousands of dicks to a place where my mind's just recognizing each dick as some form of like measuring metric. It's just as simple as that. So the next time you think to yourself that you're not using math like everybody tells you, like when you're sitting in the guidance counselor's office right before you're trying to figure out what college you're going to go to, and they sit there and tell you that over and over and over again, you can now tell them that you definitely will be using gay math in your regular everyday life, period. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? Gays and straights, hot jock tops, and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. Listen, you learned all the different ways that you use gay mouth on a regular basis, and you probably didn't even fucking know it until this week's expose. But also, I do feel that there's a lot more out there in regards to what gay math could be in your everyday, regular, day-to-day life. So for that reason, I want you to give me a call at the official My Gay Expose podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me how you use gay math in your life. I'd be happy to hear about anything that I fucking missed. Oh, God. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars, follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Expose podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question of the week for the Your Gay Expose segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com, to pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride event, or, you know, just shit that you want to wear to the gym to get that hot jock top's attention to ensure that he will fuck you and bang you out in the showers. But don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will count all the different tops at the orgy while I get on my back and spread my legs wide with all of you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.